Good morning to you and welcome. This is Tuesday morning. Yes, it's morning. We praise God. It's April the 8th, and it's the 35th day in our prayer journey until what is formerly known as Palm Sunday, which is this Sunday. And we've been having an awesome adventure in praying around the globe, so to speak. In this last week of praying, we're praying for, well, not last week of praying, but praying through the prayer guide, praying for our cities and the cities and nations around the world. We're praying for nations and on behalf of nations in the Middle East. And so today, the ones on our list for prayer, for intercession, is Israel, Jordan, and Kuwait. So welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I have the honor of being your host for the next 30 minutes. Be looking forward to what God will say to us and say through us in these few minutes that we have together. But our grand purpose, because we are praying great things, is to intercede on behalf of God's plan for the nations and the entire earth. And he does have a plan. The Word of God is filled with references to that reality. And that plan is not a going to be, but it is. It's working right now. Even as we speak, God is at work bringing the fullness and the manifestation of his ultimate plans. So you and I are part of that. So thank you for joining us, and it's really rewarding to see our switchboard fully populated with individuals that have waited to keep this appointment with God and are marked present. So today we seek the joy and awe of answered prayer, and God has been answering prayer. The sick are being healed. Those that we've been praying for, they're being raised up. We're seeing them in our midst, and we thank God for that. Also, God is meeting material needs according to his riches by Christ Jesus, and we have testimonies, many of that. Today, our prayer targets, as we said, is Jordan, and Kuwait in terms of the nations. And if you're feeling particularly pressed about a particular nation God has laid on your heart, well, you can add that to this list. These lists are not exclusive. So today, let us go before the throne of grace. I ask you to join me, and it is a privilege to be with you as we go into his throne room. Father, we come into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. We bless your holy name today. We are awed by the fact that you care so much for us and that you have a relationship with us by your own choosing. You first loved us before we even loved you. And we thank you for the growing love in our hearts for you and towards you. We thank you for the growing love that you've placed in our hearts for your purposes, to see your promises fulfilled. Those that will be fulfilled and must be fulfilled in our time, in our generation. Thank you for placing us and for causing us to be and to move and to act according to your will. Now, Father, we bless all of those that have so faithfully and wonderfully joined to us on this prayer cast today, whether they're live or whether they're just listening in some far place on our planet. And we thank you right now for them. We're sending your word of peace directly to them, to accompany them, to keep their hearts with all peace and in joy and awe concerning you, because you are almighty, and we find you awe-inspiring as well. So we thank you today. We ask you to forgive us for our having missed the various standards and principles and laws that you set for us to walk in. Where we have missed and come up short, we ask you to forgive us. And we also ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the blood that sets us free, the blood that cleanses us, the blood that delivers us, the blood that restores us. We thank you for the blood. So we ask you to apply that to our lives so that we will be healed, delivered, restored for your name's sake, for all to see in this life, in this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I've opened up your lines. God bless you and thank you for joining us. And if you have a prayer request as we go into our prayer, as we go after our prayer targets, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, do not hesitate to share that with us now. Time goes fast, as I noticed, and you may have noticed on our prayer cast, goes real fast. And so we want to get our requests and praise reports in if you are so disposed to do that. So right now what we will do, we will pray for Israel, Jordan, and Kuwait. And while we're praying for Israel, we will also note that we're asked in the Word of God, Psalm 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And it says, they shall prosper that love thee. Father, we lift up the nation of Israel. We thank you, Lord, that we can be touched, our minds expanded, as we realize that every nation that is on the earth, you have orchestrated the positioning of that nation on the planet. And it's part of the pieces of your great plan. And so Israel is in the Middle East. We thank you for the nation, and we thank you that you have kept and preserved that nation. And we pray that every household in that nation, every family in that nation, would find you. They would go beyond religion, go beyond ethnicity, and they will find the Prince of Peace, which is none other than your Son, Christ Jesus. And we pray that there will be peace. There will be complete shalom in Israel, in the nation, because they are receiving the Prince of Peace. We thank you, Lord, for protecting, for keeping a hedge around the nation. We think of the children. Bless them. Speak to them in dreams. Give them a sense that there's more to be had in relationship with you. Cause them to reach beyond their parents and their foreparents in response to your call and your selection. So we thank you today. We thank you for Jordan and for Kuwait. Those places, Lord, where you have placed families, you've placed children. We pray that they will find you, that the darkness of religion would dissipate, the light would come forth, and they will see it. And they will praise and be awed by who you are as you bring salvation to their homes, to their palaces. Bring salvation to their hearts, to their lives. Lift the eyes. Lift the scales off the eyes so that they may see and know that you're God and that Christ is their Lord. He is their King. He is their Deliverer. And they will praise Him. We thank you for these three nations. And we pray, O God, that you will continue by Christ Jesus to rule and to reign over them and certainly among them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, it is a joy to pray for those nations. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering prayer, Lord.
Yes, it is. It is a joy.
We say what too much you have gathered in your name, it is done.
Yes, yes.
And
praise the name of
God. It is done in your name, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Help us to have faith.
Yes.
To trust you.
Yes.
And to know. And no matter what we see or hear or prayers are being answered.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another item that we are honored to note on our list of requests or prayer requests that we bring before the Lord today is mothers. And if you are a mother out there and wherever you are, mothers are special, very, very special, and they do all the birthing in so many ways. They do all the birthing, have a special assignment, but also they have great capacity and they feel pain. So if you're a mother and you're listening to us today, we want to pray with you in mind. We want to see God for you, that God will powerfully refresh you in the honor and glory of motherhood, that you will be strengthened with grace, with wisdom, and the love in serving your children, that your children will respond to your love and your protection, because you are committed to serving them. And so we thank God for you today. And you are a real expression of God's love, God's care, and God's nurturing. You're a visible expression of that. So we thank God for you. So we want to lift you up today. And whatever pain that you have, and I'm talking pains of the heart, well, believe God today to soothe those pains. Pains over a child, pains over a husband, pain over family members, pains over needs, conditions, and circumstances. Well, let's join together and lay them at His feet. Just motion the removal of the load and the weight that you feel. And you're laying it down at His feet, because that's what He wants you to do. So let us look Him in His face. Let's behold His face and receive His approval. He has a smile of approval and affirmation. He's affirming you right now. Father, we thank you that you've allowed us to come close. we present ourselves to you. And today we join others in interceding on behalf of mothers. These human beings, wonderful human beings that you have created with such capacity for love and for care and for nurture, for sacrifice, so that we understand your heart a little more because of our mothers. What we see coming out of them, we know that your heart is infinitely greater. But we know that mothers are a foretaste of even what is yet to come. Bless each mother today. Each mother, each grandmother today. Refresh them in all the honor and all the glory of motherhood today. Strengthen them. Let your grace flow over them. Let your wisdom come through them. And your love continue to flow out from them towards all that are in their environment. Continue to bless them in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them even as they stand with their children. And turn the hearts of their children away from evil towards you by your Spirit. This would please mothers greatly to see their children changed and transformed in the name of Jesus. They become worshipers of God, the one true God, Jehovah. They turn and bow before him. Bless all of the mothers. Bless them. And Father, those that are crying out, we pray that Christ would meet them with all the help that heaven can bring. We thank you for hearing our intercessions and our prayers today. In Jesus' name, we pray, and we thank you, Lord. Amen. So let it
Amen.
Be. Praise the name
of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
If you're a mother, well, please
feel
reaffirmed today.
Hallelujah. And
you're not a failure. If the enemy is trying to suggest that to you, you are not a failure. Not by any means. And whatever your children have been doing does not indicate who you are in God's sight. That you are something negative or you fail. No. You continue to pray. That's the mission that you have. You pray for them. That's what my mother did until her last day. That's why you're hearing me today, because of her prayers. That's why we're doing this today. So God answers prayers. That's the point I'm making. Okay, there was something I wanted to share with you. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to interject that, or a praise report. Praise report will shame the adversary. Prayer request, well, God says, come and ask. Well, you want to pray today specifically. Now, I don't know who would be listening that would not want to have prosperity and financial release. I know all of us do. And so let us approach God about that today. And we want to make it personal. We want to pray for prosperity and financial release. Whatever is the challenge and the hindrance and stand in the way of your prospering and having financial release, well, we want to stand against it today by Christ Jesus, because all our needs are met in Him. And God answers all our prayers according to His riches in glory. Prayers for healing, prayers for prosperity, prayers for material needs. God is willing to meet all of those according to His riches. So, as we pray, I'm going to make it personal. And let it resonate in your heart, in your mind, because we're going to pray according to the Word of God, what God has written in His Word. We're tapping in to His Word, therefore His heart. So let us pray. And I thank God for the privilege of leading this prayer, because it's as personal to me as it is to anyone else. So I'll pray this prayer in the first person, singular. I break all assignments of the enemy against my finances in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, and failure in the name of Jesus. I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things are added unto me, according to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Mm-hmm. I rebuke and cast out all spirits of the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar, locust that would eat up my blessings in the name of Jesus. According to Joel chapter 2 verse 25.
Yes.
Lord, teach me to profit and lead me in the way I should go, Isaiah chapter 18, and Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Yes.
Genesis 14. You are El Shaddai, the God of
more than enough.
Wealth and riches are in my house, because I fear You and delight greatly in Your commandments. Psalm 112:1-3. The blessing of the Lord upon my life makes me rich.
Thank You, Jesus.
I am blessed coming in and blessed going out.
Oh, hallelujah.
I am God's servant, and He takes pleasure in my prosperity, according to Psalm
thank you, Jesus.
Chapter 35 and verse 27.
Jesus became
poor that through Your poverty I might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. I meditate on the Word day and night, and whatever I do prospers. Psalm 1 and verse 3. Let peace be within my walls and prosperity within my palace. Psalm 7. I will prosper through the prophets and prophetic ministry, according to Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. According to 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20, I believe the prophets and I prosper. According to Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 11, I am Your servant, Lord. Prosper me Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20 says, "The God of heaven will prosper me." Jeremiah 23 and verse 5 says, "I live in the prosperity of the King.
Hallelujah.
Through your favor, I will be prosperous."
Thank you, Jesus.
Genesis chapter 39 and verse 2.
Stand on your promises, Lord.
"Lord, you have called me, and you will make my way prosperous." Isaiah 48 and verse 15. "I pray in secret, and reward me openly." Matthew 6 and verse 6.
Thank you for your promises,
"I fast in secret,
Jesus,
and you reward me openly." Matthew 6,
18.
"You reward me because I diligently seek you." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. "Lord, release the wealth of the wicked into my
hand." Yes, Lord.
According to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. "Lord, bring me into a wealthy place." According to Psalm 66, verse 12, "I give and it is given to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." According to Luke 6 and verse 38.
Jesus.
"Lord, open the floodgates of heaven over my life, and I will
receive
more than I have enough room to receive."
Malachi
3:10. "Let every hole in my bag be closed in the name of Jesus."
Hallelujah. 6
and chapter 1. "Rebuke the devourer for my sake." Malachi 3:11. "All nations will call me blessed, and I will be a delightful land." Malachi 3:12. "My gates are open continually that the wealth of the nations can come into my life." Isaiah 16:11. "I'm in league with the stones of the field." Job 5 verse 23. "Let your shower of blessing come upon my life." Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26.
Thank you, Jesus.
"Let my vats overflow," according to Joel chapter 2 and verse 24. According to Proverbs 3 and verse 10, "Let my barns be filled with plenty, and my presses burst with new wine. Command your blessing upon my storehouse." Deuteronomy 28 and 8. "Let my barns be full and overflowing. Let my sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands. Let my oxen be strong to labor." Psalm 144, verse 13 to 14. "The plowman overtakes the reaper in my life, and the trader of grapes, the sower of the seed, and I live in continual harvest." Amos 9 and verse 13. "Let my floor be full of wheat and my vats overflow with wine and oil." Joel chapter 2 verse 24. "Deal wondrously with me and let me eat and be satisfied." Joel 2 26. "Make peace within my border and fill me with the finest of wheat." Psalm 147 and 14. "Let me be filled with honey and the finest of wheat." Psalm 81, 16. "Lead me into the land flowing with milk and honey." Exodus 3, 8. "Bring me into a good land without scarceness and lack." Deuteronomy 8 and verse 9. "Make all grace abound towards me, that I will have sufficiency in all things and abound to every good work." 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8.
Thank you.
Are you feeling the rising of faith?
Thank you, Jesus.
And trust within
thank
your breath.
Thank you for your promises in your
heart.
Word.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
As the word of God
yes,
enters, it brings light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
let
Lord.
Let pour me out rivers of oil. Job chapter 29.
Thank you for your promises, Lord.
Let me dip my feet in oil. Deuteronomy 33 and
verse 20.
These are
your promises, Lord.
Let me see in my life. 2 Chronicles 31:8. I love wisdom. I inherit substance, and my treasures are filled, according to Proverbs 8. I receive riches and honor, durable riches and righteousness. Proverbs 8:18. Bring honey out of the rock for me, Psalm 81:16. Let me eat the finest of wheat, Psalm 147 and verse 14. Let my teeth be white with milk, Genesis 49:12. Wash my steps with butter, Job 29:6. Let me lay up gold as dust, Job 22 and verse 24. Let me have plenty of silver, Job 28 and verse 1. Let your river lead me to gold, Genesis 2, 11 and 12. Let me inherit the land, Psalm 37 and verse 29. I refuse to allow the angel of blessing to depart without blessing me. Genesis 2 and verse 6. Should I ask you, how do you feel? Do you feel blessed? And to be blessed means to be highly favored, to be envied.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The prayer was more than enough. The prayer was overflowing.
Hallelujah.
The prayer could not be contained.
Yes.
That's not even the answer yet. That's just the prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
The prayer was abundant. The prayer was rich.
Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's God's word. Everything we prayed is His word. His word. And His word is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You're blessed going out today. You're blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every challenge and giant melts before God and His promises and His word. Every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Him, we bring it into subjection. We harness it, cause it to worship Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Cause it to worship Him. Every door of favor is open. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Our eyes are set on Him,
Jesus.
Not on the problem. The problem is defeated. We don't have to know how. We just know what His Word says. That we are to be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you're God's servant, if you're on this prayercast today, each and every one of you are God's servant. That's what you're doing. You're doing the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. That makes you God's servant. Therefore, you're blessed. Just on that. He takes pleasure in your prosperity, and that's what Psalms 35 and verse 27 says. Because you're God's servant, He takes pleasure in your prosperity. Shall we say goodbye to lack? Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Shall we welcome more than enough? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise His name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise His name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Yes. Yes. He's worthy of all praise. Again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. The Lord spoke on Sunday to us. And one of the things that really, really struck my spirit as I prepared for Sunday's teachings and sermonizing is that with faith, we spoke in faith. Some of you were present, if not all of you. We ministered, the question was, are you a person of faith? And God really spoke to us, and I believe that was the message for this season, that we are to trust Him in ways that we had not trusted Him before.
Yeah.
It's a bumpy, stony journey. But God is with us. You'll feel the bumps.
Oh, yes, so bad.
But He'll keep your feet. He'll keep you from falling.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And one of the things that the Holy Spirit brought out is that wherever there's faith, doubt follows.
Yeah.
Doubt never far behind. So when doubt comes, you just remember all of God's promises concerning your prosperity today. That's His word. You can't make this up. So your financial release, we need that, has come. We need it. Every last one of us. We need it.
Mm.
Need it individually and corporately.
Yes.
Financial release.
Yes.
So we're not asking for something that's not available to us. It is available. We're not asking amiss. We're right on point. The question is, can our hearts deal with the truth. And so we must speak to our hearts, open the door, let the truth and its light enter in. That's what the Word of God, the entrance of His Word brings light. So now we have light. And don't worry about doubt. Doubt doesn't have a place. Doubt can follow, but it doesn't have a seat in the house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you didn't get that, I got it. Hallelujah. I'm grabbing that for me. If anything left over, you can get it. You can get what's left over. But I'm grabbing that for myself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't His Word wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Consider yourself His servant. You don't have to be ordained to be His servant. You just have to be someone that loves Him and wants to obey and follow Him. That's the servant.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's it. You know, we get caught up in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're a servant of the Lord, like anybody else. Grab that, you know, own it.
Yeah.
And therefore, He desires you to prosper. Don't wait for ordination to become a servant. Don't wait for ordination, somebody to lay hands on you to become a servant. I mean, there's that, and that is okay, and there's a place for that, but, you know, you don't have to have certain credentials to have a relationship with Him where your life honors Him. And you're...
Hallelujah.
You're dialed into our prayer cast. You're listening to our prayer cast. You're
Jesus.
A servant of God.
Yes.
In your city, in your family, in your town, in your village, in your nation, you're a servant of God.
Hallelujah.
Because you're hooked into this prayer cast. You know, it's not just a, you know, soap opera or something. Praise God. Hallelujah. My heart is
hallelujah.
Full. And I trust that that is true of you as well. You're God's servant, and He takes pleasure in your prosperity. It comes right out of Psalm chapter 35 and verse 27. Read that. Pin that on your refrigerator or on your mirror somewhere. So, let us go out rejoicing. Hallelujah. Let us go out rejoicing. We must do that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God is awesome.
Hallelujah.
He is awesome.
Yes.
I believe there's a benediction. Huh? Someone said something. Okay, our benediction comes this morning from Jude 24. That's verse 24. It's only one chapter. And verse 25, it says, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, now and ever. Amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us on this
Hallelujah.
You are God's servant. You're a blessing and a blessing. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Lord. Bless.
God bless everyone. Remember God's
promises. God bless
everyone.
God bless the pastor. God bless you too. We receive
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes.
Lord.